Yesterday, Occupy Albany protesters took their demonstrations indoors. About 75 protesters chanted inside the state capitol. Karen DeWitt reports they called for extending the so-called millionaire's tax, among other issues.
The protesters were screened by metal detectors at the entrance to the Capitol, then made their way up to Governor Cuomo's second-floor reception area known as the War Room.
Heading up!
Heading up!
To the War Room!
To the War Room!
Please join us!
Please join us!
The protesters assembled.
We are the 99%! He is Governor!
Then took turns voicing their discontent, ranging from too much spending on wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and not enough on schools to personal accounts of unemployment. Sharman Hussein, a student at SUNY Albany, says she's concerned about excessive student debt and generally unhappy.
Newspaper articles are talking about, well, where are your demands? I'm sorry, where aren't the demands? Like, people have demands. We're asking for, you know, government transparency. We're asking for the banks to be out of the question when you guys are balancing the budget on our banks' backs. We're asking for the people to matter.
Elise Van Allen is a real estate agent in downtown Albany. She says the home mortgage crisis has hurt her business and the home buying industry. She backs the renewal of the millionaire's tax in New York.
Governor Cuomo represents the wealthiest and the corporations in America, and particularly in New York State. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the politicians are too far removed from the day-to-day lives of the people they are elected to represent.
Governor Cuomo was not at the Capitol. He was in New York City for the day. Speaking to public radio Wednesday, the governor said he understands the protesters' concerns, but has no plans to change his stance against renewing the income tax surcharge on the state's wealthiest when it expires on December 31st. He says extending the tax on the rich will hurt New York's economic competitiveness.
Our state, we're competing. State called Connecticut, state called Pennsylvania, and our tax situation is relative to the other states is important. On the federal level, you don't have that issue.
The governor says he supports a national tax on millionaires as outlined in a plan by President Obama. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says he agrees with the message of the Occupy movement, though he has some reservations about encampments that may infringe on the rights of others. Silver says extending the millionaire's tax would bring billions of dollars into New York State's coffers and wipe out the current budget deficit and the need to further cut services.
We are talking about a tax cut for people who are making more than $1 million. And what we're saying is now is not the time to do that.
Silver says he does not endorse, however, the demonstrators calling Cuomo Governor 1%.
I don't think that this is an issue that should create names or, you know, people should be called names and all. In that regard, the governor has, a long track record of being concerned with the poor, the unemployed in this state and actually throughout the nation.
The demonstrators were largely peaceful. They did not attempt to block entryways or get arrested. They left after about half an hour, saying the protest, though, is only the beginning.
We'll be back.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.